Steve?
Yes, hi, this is Ralph Winterwood. I'm calling from Alaska.
Hi.
And I saw your thing here, the International Center for 911 Studies. You're having a thing in Toronto.
Yes.
And I was looking over the list of guests that you're having. And the first thing that struck me here is several of these people, of course, are not really qualified to analyze what happened. And I noticed that Dr. Judy Wood wasn't listed. Has she been invited to this? Or?
No, she's not.
Is there any? I've read her book. Checked it out. Is there any specific reason why you wouldn't invite her to the meeting?
The steering committee decided not to do it.
The steering, and who is the steering committee? I guess then.
The steering committee is on the web. Is listed on the website.
Is so they don't want that. They don't want her there. They don't want her present.
Right.
Is there any particular reason? I mean, you're the, from what I read here, it's, you're the one that's basically kind of behind this whole thing. Is there any specific reasons why she wouldn't be invited?
Yeah, she is absolutely wrong on virtually every point that she raises.
Oh, what points are those? I'd really be interested to know what your position is on
that. Well, I've wrote a paper about it. Which is published at the Journal of 9/11 Studies, which you can go read. And you can also go read Dr. Greg Jenkins' paper about it, which he has never answered, either one of them. So,
have you read the book?
I haven't read the specific book, but I've read all of her writings that she used to compile the book.
But you haven't read the book?
No, I mean, I've heard that it contains the exact same claims that she's been putting forth previously, so I did not waste my time.
Okay, so what do you think happened then? I guess you're pushing something, or you must think something happened there. So why, because I like to say, I've read her book about the, I don't find any evidence, so... If you haven't read the book, of course, we can't talk about that. So then what do you think happened?
I don't know. I don't think you do either.
Oh, I think I have a very good idea, but like I say, when you're calling for a new investigation, who are you calling to do this new investigation? Who do you think you're going to get to reopen 911 again?
Hopefully someone with subpoena power.
Well, that's only going to be Congress. They're not going to touch this again.
It could be a local government somewhere. You never know.
Are you not aware that the NIST report has been discredited? They discredited it themselves? That's one of the things you say you're...
Well, of course. Obviously.
Right. So you're going to talk about a discredited NIST report then? Where they?
That will be one aspect of it.
Well, that's very, very puzzling to me. Is Richard Gage going to be invited? I don't see his name on here.
Yes.
He is invited?
He is coming.
Oh, okay. Well, his name is not on your home page, your link there.
I think it is. Did you look at the witnesses tab?
Maybe I need to look at the witnesses tab. I was looking at, witnesses tab. Witnesses. Oh, there we go. I didn't look at the witnesses tab. Mike Gravel, he's from Alaska. Gonna have Richard Ray Griffith, philosopher. I'm not sure why he would have anything to do about this. I got an economics guy. But the other part that really, what is your degree? Do you have a degree in anything in physics or structural engineering or anything?
I have a degree in chemical engineering.
Chemical engineering.
Yeah.
Well, boy, I am really puzzled because like Niels Herit, I read his affidavit that was filed in Gallup's case, and I actually sent back to the attorney. He will not commit that thermite or nanothermite or thermate or whatever they want to call it. Is an explosive. That's what Richard Gage is teaching.
Sorry, this is a waste of time. I mean, she's not coming, so do you have anything else?
Well, no, I just want to know why, because she's the only one.
Okay, I mean, I've already told you. Her theories are nonsense.
Yeah, okay, well, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.